When Paulette Jordan takes to the microphone at a recent house party, she starts telling a story.
When I was a kid growing up with my grandparents, I would often wake up before the sun rose and I would always see my grandfather kind of on a ledge like this. And he would
It's a personal and intimate approach. It comes naturally to Jordan. The small backyard crowd leans in and listens carefully. Jordan is a 38-year-old mom and leader within the Coeur d'Alene tribe. She served in the state legislature before announcing her historic bid for governor. She says she wants to represent underheard voices in the state.
Everyone all across the board, they need to have a seat at the table.
Jordan supports a bunch of issues favored by liberals and Democrats in Idaho. Medicaid expansion, more funding for education, universal health care. But it's her general persona that seems to be exciting young voters, women, and minorities.
We need leadership that is determined and destined to do right by the people. We're just ready. It's well overdue for true representation of the people to be leading in the state office.
Notice how Jordan talks in terms of we and the people. Jasper Lacalzi is a political scientist with the College of Idaho. He says that's her way of captivating audiences.
When she says we, everybody can say, yeah, that's me too.
Still, Lacalzi doesn't see a lot of specificity in Jordan's policy proposals.
She's kind of a empty vessel for people.
Not in a bad way, he says. People can project what they want to see.
For some people, she's the progressive Bernie type, whereas others, she's the woman who's running, and they identify with that. With others, she's the minority.
She's the most amazing person I know.
That's Troy Hank Palmer. He went to high school with Jordan and is now volunteering for her campaign. He says as a teenager, Jordan was fierce at basketball, serious about school, and a good listener.
Instead of going out and doing fun stuff with some of us, you know, she would actually be with her elders and she would be talking with them, learning from them, and always choose that. And so I think that's part of why she's such a wise soul.
A wise soul who, according to her supporters, really listens. At one gathering at a rural ranch, that was on display. A voter approached Jordan to bend her ear about his passion, fracking.
And you heard from me a bunch of times on oil and gas because I was writing to everybody in the legislature constantly.
This guy talks for about 10 minutes. There's a line of other people eager to meet Jordan, but she doesn't brush him off. She listens intently.
Thanks for helping us out, though.
You bet. Glad to. Glad to. And appreciate you coming.
We'll talk more, so we'll follow.
Please do. Please.
This willingness to take her time with supporters has led to some criticism, namely, she's chronically late. But Jordan has an answer for that.
My grandparents raised me. The very best way to be respectful is why I take the time to listen to every single constituent at every single one of these events. So yeah, we're going to be late because there's going to be over 100 to 200 to 300 people at every event.
Tardiness isn't the only criticism she's dealing with. Her campaign's decision to ask staff to sign non-disclosure agreements became a huge controversy recently. At the same time, there were some staff resignations, and soon after that, the Idaho Statesman reported that her campaign had questionable links to a tribal super PAC. Mark Johnson is a former aide for Idaho's last Democratic governor, Cecil Andrus.
All of that just makes for distractions that I think really dilute the focus and have unfortunately contributed to an image, whether it's real or not, contributed to an image of turmoil and, frankly, incompetence in the campaign.
Not fair, says Jordan. She sees another reason for all the criticism.
You tend to get the hard brunt of everything because you're a woman, and especially when you're the first, or when you're of color, or when you're from rural, or when you're this or that. So.
She says she's ignoring the negativity and focusing on meeting voters one person at a time. But even if she shakes hands with every single Democrat in Idaho, a Jordan victory would be tough. Even, says Jasper Lacalzi, in a year where national Democrats hope to see a blue wave of elected officials.
But that blue wave, it crashes at the red shore of Idaho, and that's where it ends.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.